Hi, welcome to the Saturday Sydney Quaddie Preview. Simon Harrison with you this week. And Paul Joyce, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. Thank you for filling in for Andrew Bensley, who's on a much-deserved holiday. Obviously, Randwick on Saturday, smallish field for the Quaddie, but in saying that, they're very tricky races, speed map-wise. Few horses are in and out of form, and also the track conditions. Now, these tips are done for a good four track, which is what the track is currently rated on Thursday afternoon. But there is a bit of rain forecast Friday, so make sure you tune back in between 10 and 10.30 on Saturday morning, because if there's any significant changes to track conditions or scratchings, we'll update all of these numbers then.
Okay, the Bureau saying possibly 5 to 15 mils tomorrow. Now, there is a jackpot this week. It's on the Big Six, a $50,000 Big Six jackpot. The first leg is the Tab Highway, which is race 4 at 2.30. Let's look at the first leg of the Quaddie, Paul. Race 6 is the Rebecca Louise Handicap. This one's over 1,600 metres. And we've got one early scratching. Harlem Ladies come out for Chris Wallace. So at this stage, a field of eight.
Yeah, look, I've identified this as a race with minimal pressure, Simon. We've only got the eight runners to go around at the moment, and the only three on pace readiness I could find were Sabino Speed, Song and Laughter, and Cawthon's Power. And if that's the way the race unfolds, I think these backmarkers will struggle to get over the top of them. So I've only got four runners going for us here, 1, 3, 4, and 9. Cawthon's Power on top. I'm a bit loath to put him on top because he's such an in-and-out performer, but his last start win at Warwick Farm over the mile was impressive. It was strong through the line. He's well-placed in this grade, and he maps very well, as I mentioned earlier. Should camp handy in a race of minimal pressure. So I'll go with Cawthon's Power to put two wins together. I think number three, Song and Laughter, is the value runner, especially if we do get any rain. She's an absolute mudlark. She's been terrific at two runs back from a spell, finishing behind Kinshachi first up. And then last start placed behind Gold Symphony and Imposing Lass. Well, Gold Symphony's gone to the Carrington later in the day, and Imposing Lass has, of course, come out and won. So I like the form line around Song and Laughter. For Sabino Speed, it's on a quick backup from last Saturday, finishing only a length and a half behind Careless. He'll make the most of Barrier 1. And I thought number 9, Leah Parry, if you're looking for a backmarker to get over top of them, down in the weights, good last start, second behind Classic Uniform. He's probably the way to go. So it's 1, 3, 4, and 9 in the first leg.
1, 3, 4, 9 in race 6. Race 7, the second leg, is the feature, the Tattersalls Club Carrington Stakes. It's listed over 1,400. There's no early scratchings and a field of 7.
Yeah, pretty much the opposite here. We've got a small field again, but a lot more pressure. We've got Ecuador drawn the 1, 9th Legion drawn 2, who led them up at a very fast pace at Eagle Farm last start. Oxford Poet loves to lead. He's drawn outside those two speed horses. Then we've still got the likes of Prince Famous and even Gold Symphony, who like to settle handy. So I think the pressure will be on here, and that sort of changes the complexion of the race. Look, I've gone 1, 2, 4, and 7. I'm sticking with Ecuador on top. Terrific first up win under the 62 kilos. So he actually drops 1 kilo in weight. He will strip fitter. He still looked to me at first up as if he had a bit of improvement in him. So that's a big concern for his rivals, and he maps to either lead or box seat for Adam Hieronymus. I'm happy to go with him. The 2-9th Legion is one of my favourite horses. He loves the 1,400. That's his pet distance from 20 starts. He's had 6 wins and 6 placings. He also goes very well here at Randwick over this distance. So I think 9th Legion will give you a good sight at a bit of odds. The 4 Oxford Poet, well, he's jumping from 1,000 to 1,400, but he loves this trip and he'll be right there from the outset. He's also got great stats at Randwick. And number 7, Gold Symphony. There was no fluke about this win in a field of 4 at Warwick Farm last start. He was just much too good for them. He's been gelded during his spell, and I think he's come back a much better horse for it. 1, 2, 4, and 7 in the 7th.
1, 2, 4, 7 there, leg 2. The third leg is the Huawei Handicap. This one's over 1,400 metres. And the early scratching here is Lychia, so we've got a field of 9 at this stage.
Yeah, again, relatively small field, but plenty of chances. Speed-wise, we've got an even tempo with the likes of King Darcy, Dark Steel, Hogmanay can go forward as well. Got unders drawn Barrier 2. It's my top pick at double-figure odds. I've gone 4, 5, 3 and 10. Look, I think Got Unders maps to get the run of the race here. He got the run of the race last start when I was on him at double figures as well, but unfortunately he couldn't get out of a pocket until the final stages. He dived late there and just missed behind Eastern Legend. He was a good thing beaten. I've been patient. I've been waiting for him. And now I'm getting double figure odds. So hopefully he can atone for that unlucky second up second, and we'll get our money back on Got Unders. The 5 King Darcy, just racing too consistently to leave out, and will make his own luck from the front. The 3 Hogmanay, 2 wins on the trot. Last start, they rode him back a bit after they'd been riding him on pace. And he just didn't have that acceleration that he requires. So I think you'll find a more aggressive, a tactical ride this time. And the best of the rest, I thought number 10, Imanui, he could be the knockout runner here if they overdo it up front. I was very impressed with the way he hit the line first up. So just keep an eye on him at a bit of odds. 4, 5, 3, and 10.
4, 5, 3, 10 in the third leg, and race 9 wraps up the quaddie at 20-6, the Liberty International Underwriters Handicap. Now, 1,200 metres the distance here, Paul. There's no scratchings and a field of 13.
Yeah, finally a big field with good pace. We've got Incostinati, who loves to race on speed. We've got Isa Rich, a natural on-pace galloper, and a couple that have just drawn off the track a little bit. Noble Joey and also Alart will be punching up. So I think there's good pace in the last. I've gone wide at this stage. We've got 5 runners to bring us home. 4, 6, 1, 3, 9. Number 4 on top, Suspense. He's a horse I like to back. He got the money for his last start, beating Diggy Willy, and he'll just camp just off them, enjoy the fast pace, and he'll be strong late with the 3-kilo claimer aboard. Number 6, Deploy. Well, he's come back 2 from 2 this prep. He's another one they have gelded after showing a bit of ability early as a colt, but I think the gelding's really switched this horse on. He's another one that'll just camp off that hot speed. The 1, Cudero, there was no fluke with this win last start, even though he was out at big odds. He'd been racing a bit unluckily, finally got the brakes go his way, and he broke through with a strong win, so he goes in the quaddie. Number 3, Got the Goss, one of the best roughies in the race. First up from a spell, first up stats, 5 starts for 4 wins, so I'm definitely throwing him in fresh. And then I've got number 9, Petrosian. He's the strong finisher. If they overcook it up front, he will be zooming home late at big odds. So we're going wide, 4, 6, 1, 3 and 9. Simon, that'll cost us $32 for 10%, obviously $16 if you only want to play 5%. But there may be a scratching or two come Saturday, so that may trim the cost down. So we'll update these numbers again Saturday morning.
Good stuff, Paul. Was there anything earlier in the day that caught your eye?
Not really, Simon. I'll have to go through and have a better look at those. Obviously, the highway handicap is a big field. We generally get a bit of value in that race, but there's a horse in the race called Clipper, who I've been keeping my eye on at 2 starts to date. And she's won both of them. She's from the Matty Dale stable, and she looks a real up-and-comer to me. So I'm going to find it hard to go around Clipper. So if you want to pencil that one in race 4, number 6, I'll have all the tips on Saturday morning between 10 and 10.30 for all races. So make sure you tune in for that.
OK, we'll catch you then. Thanks very much for your help, Paul.
No, thanks a lot, Simon.